The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
For many, though not for all, long-term relationships can mean a dwindling in the expression of physical affection. Daily life gets in the way. And sometimes you don't hold hands as much. Less quality time spent with a partner. Less intimacy, they might say. So what can be done to keep the spark in a long-term relationship? I am delighted to be joined in studio in Dublin by Alana Kirk, who is an author and a midlife coach, and Amanda Brunker, writer and playwright. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely to see you both there, even though you can't see me. It's all good. And Frances Kelleher, dating and relationship experts on the line. Hiya, Frances.
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
I am blessed amongst women in this conversation, needless to say. I'm going to begin, Alana, with you, because look, you know what? You can't beat a long-term relationship. We're just plodding along. You're getting on grand. There's no drama. You don't need to be hung out of each other.
You've never obviously had a long-term relationship. There's lots of drama.
I'm happily married for 20 odd years and a drama-free zone.
It is very, very easy to everybody just drop into their roles and forget to keep setting goals for the relationship. You know, often when people start a relationship, they have a clear goal. We're going to maybe form a family. And then they never reinvent that goal again. And I think it's just like every other, if you were in a business relationship, which is what a relationship is, you would constantly have reviews. You'd constantly see what's working, what's not.
I avoid them like the plague. Oh, they throw up all sorts of problems.
Yeah, they're not date night. And it's really easy for a relationship to become transactional instead of tactile. And it's funny, I just was having a conversation with a client this morning and it was, you know, what can you do to get out of the routine? Can you do, you know, there's, do something that's different, that's an activity that's just the two of you, that maybe gets you both out of your comfort zone so that you associate being together with something exciting. Because doing the dishes for 15 years loses its excitement.
How dare you? I enjoy the dishes and the shopping, all the things. Amanda, the problem with a relationship like that, if you plan to have kids and then the little blighters get in the way, don't they?
It definitely is testing on a relationship. As somebody who's been with my other half for 21 years now, makes me feel very old. It really does.
You got together when you were young?
Oh, very young. Well, actually, definitely not. I can't even claim that. But I have to say, it's, you know, it's not easy being in a long-term relationship. And as Alana said, you do have to set goals, but I just think you need to put a bit of effort into it. But also, you do.
Because I think you're doing the bare minimum. Do you know what? Do you know what we'll do with our love? I'll buy you a plate of chips.
But a lot of couples do the bare minimum together. Yeah. And like watching telly isn't really being in a relationship. Yeah. You're more roommates. And I think you just have to just realise that every so often you do have to put the work in and make an effort. Like this morning, I left a note for my husband. I made him a lunch last night and I left a little note on it saying, my number one man made with love. I know.
Can you come and live with me, Amanda?
Amanda, he saw through that straight away. He wonders now, what has he done wrong?
But I did it like all through COVID. My husband was one of those people who had to work a lot. And I had friends who had all these lovely walks with their partner all through COVID, but I didn't see my other half during COVID. So I used to have to write little notes and stuff like that. And like, we don't always like each other. I'm not going to pretend that we do. But I do think that HRT has definitely helped a relationship in recent years. When your libido's on the floor and everything else. Like, I mean, men and women can take hormones and it definitely does help some.
And lose them. Mm. But also you just have to keep reinventing it as well.
Yeah. Francis, I'm going to come to that because without going into detail, because there may be young ears, I mean, is the other, the old bit of how's your father, is that what suffers most in a long-term relationship?
It's lots of things, to be honest, Jonathan. And I loved what Amanda and Alana said, you know, everything they've said, I agree with. It takes work because life gets in the way. It's never been so stressful, life. And I always say, you know, you have to have the date night, and the date night then can lead to, you know, other about
there,
but
oh, such wonderful advice is being lost by the mobile phone signal that is in and out there. Try that again if you can, please, Frances.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan. So it's basically about the emotional connection. That's what keeps it strong. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try and clean up that line, because this is gold that we're losing here. I mean, I'm taking notes and none of them make any sense because of the way the phone was working. Alana, on that point, you know, the small little things that we do. I'm going to bring you into my marriage. This is a thing that is very delicate.
There's when three people in your marriage now.
there's four actually, with me, actually. Four.
No, there's five. I've got three kids who are constantly ruining it. But when we were in the throes of romanticness, you know, why did do Valentine's Day. I did Love Week. I would do presents every day. And Jesus, I'd be struggling to get a bunch of flowers now. Yeah. I know that's down to me. So how can I shake that up?
I think there's a few things. Going back to what Francis, I think, was saying, is you also have to redefine intimacy, because intimacy can be, if you're going to use the word intimacy as a euphemism, but it can be quite a narrow definition of one act, as opposed to lots of different ways you can touch and care and be, you know, loving with each other. And I think what can often happen is what used to intimacy or affection used to often lead to greater intimacy, 3 or 5 or 10 years later, when you've got young kids and you're exhausted, the fear of even starting intimacy because it might have to lead to something bigger. Whereas if you can just redefine that later on.
No, but it would be nice to know, like, my
you can have a cuddle without having to go, oh my God.
Exactly. And I think women, as they get older and they're stressed out more and they haven't got the brain power for the further intimacy, I think it's nice to know that they can have a cuddle and they can have a kiss and somebody will hold their hand without it having to lead to anything else as well.
I feel very, very picked upon here as the only man who's having this conversation. But Francis, in that context, sometimes a hug is just a hug, and you can. I'm a hugger. I like to hug my wife.
Yes, and I agree with that. You have to have just even physical intimacy without it leading to something, because this brings up women's estrogen, and guys don't realise that. It's like, you know, there are 5 love languages. Some people love the touch. Having a massage, that brings, you know, up the love, attraction and feelings for them. And other people love acts of service, which is just emptying the dishwasher. And guys don't get that sometimes. They want to give the love language that they appreciate. So you have to talk to your partner in the love language that they appreciate. And that all the little acts of appreciation lead to everything bigger then. It's about the little things often.
Yeah, men are simple creatures, Amanda, if I can put it that way.
You don't have to tell me, I'm well aware.
We're simple creatures with simple needs. And I suppose, like that, do we need to be trained ever so slightly that not everything is that linear?
Oh, there's constant training happening in my house. It's every day is a
training.
Every day is a learning day, I feel. But and especially as somebody who's brought 2 men into the world, I'm like, was there not enough men already? And then I created 2 more. I'm like, what was I thinking? But I think the secret is, I had a couple of points, actually, and they're slightly different to what we're actually talking about for a long-term relationship. And is to do things without your partner. Mm-hmm. And like you were talking about doing the shopping and doing the dishes. Like, I do not want to bring my husband to the supermarket, and I do not want him to bring.
Oh, we shop separately. We very rarely do it together, because then the shop becomes unwieldy. Whereas, you know, we both have our own routines that we'll do, and that's fine. But do it together is a no-no.
But I do see a lot of couples and families going en masse to supermarkets, and I'm like, this is not. This is not something you have to do. And also,
this is not sexy.
This is not sexy. But like, you do things separately and have your own friends. I feel it's very important for couples to have a successful relationship is also to have independence from being in the couple. And people say, my husband is my best friend.
No,
that's all fine. But I don't think it's healthy that your husband is your best friend and your only friend. You have
certainly not your only friend. You have to have other friends, because then you don't know if he's being a git or not.
For a relationship to thrive, 2 people have to thrive. And what can often happen is one person, maybe thrives more than the other. And so I think Amanda's really right. You've got this idea that someone completed you, that is gone. We want someone to complement our life in a really positive way. And in order to do that, you've got to have a full life. They've got to have a full life. So when you get together, there's something exciting.
Exactly.
You talk
come
about
together in a nice way.
And that you're inspired by this person because they're still developing and evolving. You know, I have a friend and she's on the third love of her life. He just happens to be the same man. And three times they've sort of reinvented their relationship and marriage. And they've sat down at different stages of their relationship, pre-kids, post-kids, and now the kids are leaving. What do we want from each other? What do we need? Who do I need to be for you? And that's a really, you know, that's risky, of course, but it means that the relationship you have, you're there because you want to be there, not because you need to be there.
Yeah. Let's, can I just point out, it's been a wonderful conversation to have tonight, of all nights, because myself and herself are going on a date. We're going to see Tommy Tiernan later on. So I'm taking notes here. I'm going to apply all of this.
Bring her favourite bar of chocolate for her.
Yeah. And if none of this works, I'm going to blame all of you. So that's the simple solution we're going to bring to this. Alana Kirk, Amanda Brunker, Francis Keller, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.